remember that sometimes you've been very focused and present during that activity, whereas other times you can probably remember being rather scattered and having it difficult to be fully present with that activity. And you probably also remember that the times when you were more focused, more present with that activity was, on one hand, much more fulfilling, and on the other hand, probably more effective in terms of its results. Everybody is aware of these fluctuations in our degree of presentness or focus in daily life. In fact, if you reflect back on your life, you may remember a few very significant times when you became extremely highly focused. Often that takes place under one of two circumstances, either circumstances that are extremely relaxed, perhaps you're walking in the forest alone, or during or after a particularly significant experience of making love, you enter a state of extreme presence and deep quiet. The other circumstance under which this extreme experience of presence can occur is at the exact opposite end of the spectrum, under dangerous situations, perhaps life-threatening. You're about to have a car accident. You think you're going to drown. You are accosted in some way physically. And you find that time slows down. Your mind becomes very peaceful. You are extremely present and focused in what is going on, and able to deal with it both subjectively and objectively more effectively. So just about everyone has experiences of fluctuations in their day-to-day levels of presence or focus in ordinary activities. And an awful lot of people, at least on occasion, have had experiences of extraordinary states of presence and focus. And as I say, when we look back, it is certainly the case that both subjectively and objectively, things are better when we're in that state of presence and focus. What few people realize is that that condition of presence and focus is trainable, that it doesn't have to be at the whims of day-to-day fluctuations. It doesn't have to wait for extreme or unusual conditions. A person's baseline of presence and focus can be elevated through systematic practice. And therefore, both in terms of one's subjective world and in terms of one's objective performance, one's entire scale at which one lives life can be across the board elevated. This is probably one of the most significant discoveries that the human species has made. The discovery that focus and presence can be cultivated. The metaphor that I like to use is that it's very much like exercising a muscle. If you think about the process of physical exercise, what do? You have to learn a certain procedure for doing the exercise. You have to be instructed in the Nautilus equipment or told how to use the free weights so that it's most effective and you don't damage yourself. You have to do the exercises on a regular basis. You have to be willing to put some energy into it. You have to continue doing it for a long period of time, make it part of your regimen of life. And as the result of that, the strength in your muscles is permanently elevated. Your muscles get stronger and stronger and stronger. Once that strengthening has taken place, you have those improved muscles available for many, many activities in daily life. In the same way, what we might refer to as concentration power can be strengthened. To do that, you do the same process. One needs instruction in certain procedures that strengthen the concentration power. One needs to do the procedures on a regular basis. One needs to keep it up for the long term.